Crab flesh.
Crab. Yeah. I wanted to say, I had crab flesh here, still got it. A little crappy. What happened? See, that tube stayed in me so long, and you know I was trying to heal some rest of the flesh that gone clear around that tube, and he had a time getting it out. And when he pulled it out, he pulled that crab flesh out. And when I was over there, yesterday was a week ago, and I had a flush all day Saturday and Sunday. I was going to church Sunday, and I was proud of some of the church that didn't move about the tube. But that thing flushed all day Saturday. I had to change clothes three or four times Saturday. It just flushed so. And I used to keep looking at that tube, and you can't fool me. I've been around the hospital forever. So I said to him, I said, Dr. Cook, I said, I hadn't mentioned it to you, but when that tube stopped up when you pulled it out, and he said, it sure was. I said, well, I knew it was because I began to have flushes the next day. And I said, you see this little tit hanging out here? And I said, that was proud flesh. He said, yes, it was. See, he wouldn't tell me. He thought I wasn't born, you know, yesterday.
Was that a mistake he made on his part?
Well, I believe he told me that he was dubious about removing it too early. And I think if he'd have taken it out about 2 weeks earlier. See, I went for 6 weeks. And I think he was dubious. It was new experience for him. You see, it was new experience for him. He'd never worked through with anything like that. And I'm going to always have a little tit hanging out there, that proud flesh that pulled out there, you see. But it's still, you know, good. It's still inflaming there a little bit, which is good. Because if that poison didn't come out, I'd be, you know, in a bad shape.
Can't they just fan that off?
I don't know what he'll do. He might need to help. I don't know. But we all are guinea pigs in a way.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, more or less we are.
It's rough that you don't want to get to practice on.
Well, I know.
Maybe we have somebody else.
Well, that's what I say.
But it might. You just read his medical book, you just found out about that. If you get just a little crack in your finger, what can you put on it to go to practice?
Alcohol, iodine,
a miracle. If you give them sometimes as a tonic for malaria?
Calomel. Quinine. Quinine.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he... If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say...
He was killed. Mm-hmm.
The doctor did everything he could over and against you.
Take him out there where it's a bad thing.
What would you say in that terms of the old guy? I'm glad the old skin scent finally
died.
Do you have any other terms that you'd use for dying?
Time to keep the bucket. That's okay.
Anything else? None of them? Okay. I don't know. They've got things like pegged out. I don't know what he died
with.
What's the place where people are buried called?
Cemetery.
And the box that people are buried in?
Coffin. And casket.